Fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the March 3rd edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's tip off with African men's basketball. The Basketball Africa League will begin its second season on Saturday, March 5th, in Dakar, Senegal. 12 African club champions will compete, including defending BAL champion Zamalek of Egypt. The 12 teams are divided into two six-team conferences, the Sahara Conference and the Nile Conference. The Sahara Conference teams will be on the court at the Dakar Arena from March 5th to March 15th. And the Nile Conference teams will be in action at the Hassan Mustafa Indoor Sports Complex in Cairo, Egypt, from April 9th to April 19th. The tournament will then move to Kigali, Rwanda, for the playoffs and final from May 21st to May 28th.
Voice of America!
The Voice of America is once again a proud broadcasting partner of the Basketball Africa League, and I'm looking forward to anchoring our English radio coverage. In the opening game on Saturday, Dakar Université Club will host Seydou Legacy Athletic Club of Guinea at the Dakar Arena. VOA's Vincent McCory joins us now with a report on Dakar Université Club.
It's a team of legendary prestige, but for the Dakar University Club, the BAL remains one of the most exciting challenges, a historic moment that the champions of Senegal do not intend to miss. For their first participation, they are aiming very high.
Puisque le Duc aussi représente le Sénégal, le basket sénégalais.
Since the DUC represents Senegalese basketball, we want to do more than the Douane team, which stopped. I believe in the quarterfinals. Since the first phase will be played in Senegal, we'll do everything to qualify for the second round and go to the final eight in Rwanda.
But more than the final eight, it is continental glory that shapes the dream of the college players. Players set themselves no limits and work hard to be ready before the tournament. Intense work, mentally, in top form, they rely on team solidarity to meet the challenge.
It's our first time, and we can't go there with a mindset that isn't positive, first of all. So you have to use our team spirit a lot to stay positive, because we have seen that there are a lot of teams that are more experienced than us. So it's thanks to our team work that we can achieve our goal in this bowl.
A mission that promises to be complicated given the caliber of the other clubs involved in this BAL. This does not diminish the enthusiasm of the coach, and he does not underestimate his opponents either.
We know some teams that played last year, like Monastir, Saleh, and Fab. But there are also other teams, which are the Guinean team and the Rwandan team. They are certainly novices, but they made a very good recruitment. We know their teams, which are very good, but we play at home. So you have to go there with a lot of enthusiasm.
But the technical staff knows that enthusiasm alone will not be enough, let alone the group crowned champion of Senegal a few months ago. To survive in this tournament, you absolutely need reinforcements.
The base we have is certainly good, but we need to strengthen it to make a good participation in the bowl tournament. If the base is not reinforced, it alone is not enough. We need to strengthen ourselves. And knowing the level of the bowl, we need experienced players to come and support us so that we can perform.
Pending further arrivals, the team has already registered the signing of Ivorian international Abraham Sié. With other Senegalese internationals, they will be the guides of our DUC in search of stars in the illuminated galaxy of African champions.
And thanks to VOA's Vincent McCoury for that report. Once again, Dakar University Club of Senegal will host Seydou Legacy Athletic Club of Guinea on Saturday in the opening game of the Basketball Africa League season. Tip-off is scheduled for 17:30 GMT UTC at the Dakar Arena. Our pregame show begins at 1700 GMT UTC. The Basketball Africa League, Season 2, right here on The Voice of America.
The Basketball Africa League is back. Voice of America joins forces with Africa's premier men's basketball league to bring you the second season of the BAL. It is game on March 5th, 2022. 38 games, 12 teams leaving it all on the court in Senegal, Egypt, and Rwanda to determine the 2022 season champion. Tune in to VOA 24/7, FMs, and to our radio and TV affiliates for some action. Pre-game, play-by-play, post-game, daily highlights, delivered by our finest commentators. Basketball Africa League 2022 on Voice of America. May the best team win.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. You can follow The Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And my Twitter handle is at VOA Sunny Sports. If you go to my Facebook page on this Thursday, you'll see a photo of me holding a basketball with my colleagues Roger Muntu on one side and Vincent McCoury on the other. We heard Vincent earlier with that report on Dakar University Club. Now, I'm getting ready to hold the ball and throw it up for a jump ball between Roger and Vincent. Roger has a bit of a height advantage on Vincent, so I'm picking him to win that jump ball. Check it out at my Facebook page.
This is the Voice of America. Washington, D.C.
More Basketball Africa League news. The league has announced a new program called BAL Elevate, in which one NBA Academy Africa prospect joins each of the 12 BAL teams for the 2022 season. The BAL says the program will provide an opportunity for the next generation of African prospects to participate in the new professional league, showcase their talent on a global stage, and help their respective teams compete for the 2022 BAL Championship. Looking at the 12 NBA Academy Africa prospects, they range in age from 15 to 19, and they come from Morocco, Nigeria, Senegal, Cameroon, South Sudan, and Central African Republic. The Basketball Africa League is a partnership between the International Basketball Federation, FIBA, and the National Basketball Association, the NBA. In NBA action Wednesday night, the defending champion Milwaukee Bucks made a big comeback to beat the Miami Heat by 1 point. The AP's Chuck Freeman reports from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
The Bucks trailed most of the night, but put on a furious rally in the end, capped off on Drew Holiday's last-second shot, and the Bucks beat the Heat 120-119. Holiday's bank shot of the lane completed the Bucks' comeback from down 14 with 6 minutes to go. Holiday says he appreciates that teammates Chris Middleton and Giannis Antetokounmpo will give him the ball in crunch time.
Having players like Chris and Giannis, who you've seen it time after time, game winners and go-ahead buckets, I think for them to have that belief and that faith in me, it feels good.
Holiday's basket was set up after Middleton's three-pointer with 13 seconds left, got the Bucks within one.
No matter how much we're down at any point in the game. Our defense still is going to give us a chance to win as long as we keep playing hard and competing for 48 minutes. So that was a big win for us. You know, whether we're down 14 and come back, we needed this win.
Antetokounmpo had 28 for the Bucks. Tyler Herro led the Heat with 30. Chuck Freeman, Milwaukee.
Thanks, Chuck. In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, star guard James Harden made a winning home debut for the Philadelphia 76ers, as we hear now from the AP's Dave Ferry.
James Harden just missed a triple-double as the 76ers whipped the Knicks 123-108. Harden delivered 26 points, 9 assists, and 9 rebounds in his first home game since being acquired by the Sixers at the trade deadline.
It was great, man. Just the excitement from the beginning of the game. You know, I felt the energy. I felt the love. So I wanted to just come out there and show my love back. And I just wanted to play well on both ends of the ball.
Philadelphia is 3-0 with Harden on the court. Joel Embiid finished with 27 points and 12 rebounds.
You got someone in James that comes in with his experience and, his playmaking ability, scoring ability, you combine that with, what he adds, and he's been amazing.
R.J. Barrett had 30 points, and Julius Randle had 24 in New York's 13th loss in 15 games. I'm Dave Ferry.
Thanks, Dave. Now let's go to Denver, Colorado, where the Oklahoma City Thunder storm past the Denver Nuggets. The AP's Bruce Morton reports from Denver.
Oklahoma City dressed only 9 players but came on strong down the stretch to defeat the Nuggets 119-107. Denver had won its previous 6 games. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was game high with 29 points.
I'm not surprised at all. All of us love the game, love to play. They try to take advantage of the opportunities we're given. Every night we play, we have an opportunity to give the game our all. And we did so tonight, and we came over to W.
He was backed up by a career-high 26 points from Isaiah Roby.
They knew we were undermanned, and they knew that the way we've been playing lately, defensively especially, that they haven't been happy with us. So, they didn't give us any excuses. They came out and challenged us to be better, and I think we did a good job of that tonight.
This was a close game until the Thunder stunned the Nuggets and their fans with a 20-6 splurge to go up 119-104 in the final minute. OKC came into this game having lost 8 of its last 10. Bruce Morton, Denver.
Thanks, Bruce. The 5 other winners on Wednesday night in the NBA were the Charlotte Hornets, the Indiana Pacers, the Utah Jazz, the New Orleans Pelicans, and the Phoenix Suns. Phoenix routed the visiting Portland Trailblazers 120-90. It was Phoenix's NBA-leading 50th victory of the season. Our Sunny Side of Sports listeners will remember Phoenix lost to the Milwaukee Bucks 4-2 in last year's NBA Finals.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel. Next up, a conversation with Anna Borshevskaya, senior fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Peace, about the latest developments in President Vladimir Putin's war against Ukraine. Borshevskaya will address the humanitarian and geopolitical stakes in this asymmetrical conflict, the unity of NATO, the EU, and the United States in punishing Moscow. That's Press Conference USA this Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
You're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week. Right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Hi guys, I'm Ferdinand Omanyala, the fastest man in Africa, African 100-meter record holder. And now you're listening to Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Africa's fastest man, Ferdinand Omanyala, will headline the third Athletics Kenya meeting in Nairobi on Friday and Saturday. Omanyala is scheduled to compete in the 100 meters as he continues his preparations for the World Indoor Championships, which are scheduled from March 18th to March 20th at the Stark Arena in Belgrade, Serbia. In professional golf, first round action teed off Thursday at the Arnold Palmer Invitational in Florida, named after one of the sport's greats. George McNeely has this preview for us.
One of the PGA Tour's rising stars is Sahith Theegala. The 24-year-old California rookie makes his Arnold Palmer Invitational debut this week, having nearly won in Scottsdale a couple of weeks back. Like a school kid in a candy shop, Theegala likes what he's seen so far here at Bay Hill.
Definitely a special vibe coming into this golf course and all the history and stuff behind it, and probably one of the purest courses I've ever played in my life too, so that helps. But yeah, really excited for the week, and the week off definitely made me hungry to get here. But the course is in incredible shape, and I watched the highlights from the last couple years to kind of get myself ready, and it looked really tough and crusty, so I'm ready for that too.
The tournament's been played here since 1979 and is seen as one of the biggest regular season events on the PGA Tour. The Arnold Palmer Invitational, presented by MasterCard, is without its defending champion Bryson DeChambeau as he continues his recovery from an injury. Still, this field features world number one Jon Rahm and past Arnold Palmer winner Rory McIlroy, along with Victor Hovland, among 31 of the world's top 50. World number six Scottie Scheffler is here and says the first thing that comes to mind when he thinks of the late Arnold Palmer was his swing.
As someone who doesn't have necessarily a perfect golf swing like myself, it's kind of fun seeing his follow through and seeing the way he played golf, playing so aggressively and kind of with a quirky swing. And, I look up to him a lot.
It's Scheffler's third year on the PGA Tour, and he's clearly one of the favorites to win a first-place check of over $2 million come Sunday. From the Arnold Palmer Invitational, for the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm George McNeely in Orlando.
Thanks, George.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bongo flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
Thanks, David. That's David Vandy, the host of the VOA's African Beat music show. On the African football beat, a top South African manager has the Egyptian club Al Ahly on top of the Egyptian Football League standings. Yawafusu Larbi filed this report on Pizzo Mosimane.
Mosimane arrived in Cairo in September 2020 at the height of the COVID pandemic and was met by thousands of fans to take over Africa's biggest club, Al Ahly. The South African had gained a vote of confidence from the Egyptian board after his outstanding work on the continent with the Mamelodi Sundowns. 4 years before his move to Ahly, he dazzled the continent to win the Champions League after his side beat Ahly's city rivals Zamalek by 3-1 on aggregate in the final. He had built a formidable Sundowns side. With captain Lumpho Gekana, he had grit. In Anthony Lafor, he had power. And then the style and panache of Keegan Dolly, Kamabiliat, Teko Modise, and Percy Tau. Ahly needed that kind of success. They wanted a man who knew the terrain after they had lost the final in 2017 and 2018. And Pizzo was the answer.
Good opportunity here, gets the ball back, Sheriff once again. Oh, it's beautifully set out, it's another goal! That is absolute class!
3 months after his arrival, he won the Champions League after he had delivered the Egyptian Cup and the Egyptian League title. That success snowballed into bigger things for Ahly, and he just kept winning more and more. But what does winning do to the man?
when my team scores a goal, it's like we didn't score last match. It's like it's the first time I see the goal being scored, the emotions and the reactions. So every time you win a trophy, oh, it has been the same feelings, you know. And I don't know how many times I've had this feeling when I'm in a position and I win a trophy. A lot of trophies have been won, but every trophy to me is totally different. I must tell you, it's like a new one. It's like, you know, we winning a match is so important. Every time it's a pleasure.
If Pittsburgh Sundowns were great, Ali is greater. And the man concedes that the level now is a lot higher and comes with huge pressure.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. The pressure is not on me. The pressure is for, on whoever is coaching the team. The pressure is whoever is playing in the team in terms of players. The pressure is on everybody who is in the team because the expectations are high because the team has achieved a lot. TV channels that covers games, they dismantle the team, they dismantle the tactics. They show you where you went right, where you went wrong. And if you did well, they give you credit, I must say.
Pitso is a winner. He has won so much in the last 1 year and more. The South African won two Champions League trophies in 8 months, in addition to a bronze medal at the FIFA Club World Cup. But his name was criminally missing from the FIFA Best Men's Coach of the Year shortlist.
You just feel a little bit different because you ask yourself, oh, is Africa overlooked? But I understand when big coaches like Thomas Tuchel and them win because Champions League is UEFA Champions League in terms of quality, let's be honest, in terms of the players that are playing in that league, they're big. But then if it's going to be world, FIFA world rankings, then it should include everybody. Then it should be European awards. Then you understand you are not a European and you didn't play in Europe. But when is the world, it includes everybody. Then you ask yourself now, is it because those leagues, they have more money than Africa, then that is the criteria for the awards. Then it should never be FIFA world rankings or awards. It should be European.
He has an undying love for international football, and it is a path he wants to tread on again one day. They say success is a lousy teacher, one that tricks smart people into thinking they cannot lose. But that is what has set Pitso Mosimane apart from the rest. His fear of failure, his playing style, and the thought that there is always something bigger to chase. Pitso Mosimane is an icon and a true son of the land. For the sunny side of sports, this is Yao Fusilabi in Accra.
Thanks, Yao. South Africa's Cape Town Tigers team will be making their debut in the Basketball Africa League. I asked the head coach of the Tigers, Relton Boysen, if the expansion of the BAL to Senegal and Egypt in 2022 speaks to the development of basketball in Africa.
For sure. I think if it was not for COVID, the first season would have been longer. And due to there's still COVID in some of the countries, still COVID the rules that have to be adhered to, it's at least going to be in 3 countries. So it is expansion, but I foresee at least maybe 5 host cities next year, and maybe the BAL tournament will be longer. So as I said, I foresee the BAL grow a lot. So maybe next year it can be 2 or 3 months, and then the year after that 6 months. Because as I said, it's a very 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 competitive and high quality competition, and it is a prize, if I can say it like that, to be in the Basketball Africa League.
The Cape Town Tigers will tip off their Basketball Africa League campaign April 10th. When they play Petro de Luanda of Angola at the Hassan Mustafa Indoor Sports Complex in Cairo, Egypt. Coach, are your players excited?
Yes, the players are very excited. They're working very hard, you know, to work on their craft. As a team, we're working hard. So yeah, we're excited to go and play in Egypt. We're gonna play the second leg April. We're gonna go to Egypt. We're playing there from the 9th to the 19th. So we're very excited to go there. And yeah, we're putting in the artwork at the moment.
Your Cape Town team has an American ownership group. Can you give our Voice of America listeners some details?
Yes, yes. Well, there's two female owners, Shante Butler and Dia Martin. And then Raphael Edwards and William McFlurin is the two male owners. I'm very happy that they invested into Cape Town and Africa. It is the right time. There's a lot of opportunities, business opportunities in Cape Town. So again, I'm very grateful for them to decide to invest in South Africa and in Cape Town specific where I stay.
Coach, how would you describe your relationship with the American owners?
The owners are very, very supportive. They've given 110% support in everything that the team and myself wanted. I couldn't ask for a better working relationship than what we have currently. Like I told someone the other day, it's a dream job. You're doing something you love, and especially to have ownership and management like they do. I mean, two of them are ex-professional players. They know how to treat people, and it's important to me. The way you treat your people, it will show, and the results have shown for us last year.
I'm talking with Relton Boysen, the head coach of the Cape Town Tigers basketball team. The Tigers are preparing for their debut appearance in the Basketball Africa League. Coach, tell us about your basketball journey on your way to getting this dream job with the Tigers.
I come from a very, very previous disadvantaged community and household where we were literally 11 people in a two-bedroom house. And I got a basketball scholarship to go and study at University of Stellenbosch. And through that, you know, I could change my life. I then played on for a few clubs. And then after that, I started my coaching career where I've coached all over South Africa and also the Basketball National League in South Africa. So I have extensive knowledge of X and O's and skill development.
In terms of basketball development, do you see the sport growing in South Africa?
Yes, yes, for sure. If I can just take an example, when we started a month ago with our opener runs, the Cape Town Tigers, there was the first training session. There was about 22 kids that just appeared for the first time to training. But all over Cape Town, basketball is coming. There's a lot of coaches that are putting in a lot of hard work to develop the sport. Obviously, resources is not what we would like it to be because you don't want sport to be limited due to resources. But it's definitely, definitely growing. And I foresee it, you know, in the next few years overtaking dominant South African sports like cricket and rugby and soccer in South Africa.
Finally, Coach, getting back to the Basketball Africa League, 12 teams will participate in the BAL's second season. Would you like to see more teams in the competition in the future? Say maybe double the number of participating teams.
Just like the, you know, the saying, Rome wasn't built in one day. I think I can follow the same principle when I answer this question in terms of a tournament. It's so big and it's such a big stage. It's a lot of planning, a lot of resource that goes into it. I would think there's 12 teams at the moment. If there's 14, maybe next year it will make things easier. Four pools of four. They play round robin. Then they play quarterfinal, semifinal. maybe additional four I would like to see next year.
Thanks, Coach. That's Relton Boysen, head coach of the Cape Town Tigers basketball team, and he spoke with me from Cape Town, South Africa. And that wraps up the March 3rd edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in, and that's the sunny side of sports.